but let's look at it first. Luke chapter 22, verse 31 and 32. Praise the Lord. Where the word of the Lord says, "And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan," somebody say Satan, "he hath desired to have you," amen, "that he may sift you as wheat." But the Lord said, "I prayed for you that your faith will fail not. And when thou art converted, Simon," you're not everything I want you to be yet, but you're going to get there. But now you're going to go through some troublesome times. Here's what you're going to do, Simon. You're going to find out exactly who and what you are. And then you're going to fix it. You're going to bring it to me. And when you are converted, created into a new creature, strengthen the brethren. Strengthen the brethren. Praise the Lord. We're going to read another scripture momentarily, and but we'll do it after we're seated. But here's what we want to preach this morning. Somewhere in the blacksmith shop, I want us to, the Lord is the Alpha and Omega. That means he's the beginning and the end, and he's everything in between. So, if you need a good lawyer, call on Jesus. If you need a good doctor, call on Jesus. Need a friend? He's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. Amen. If your daddy didn't turn out to be all that good of a daddy, guess what? Jesus can be your daddy. He can be your mother. He can be your brother. He can be anything you need him to be. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning, the end, and everything in the middle. Right? So this morning, he's a blacksmith. He's a blacksmith. And he's making something. He's creating something. Shaping. Amen. And so let's look to the Lord in prayer and ask God's favor upon it right now in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, we love and honor, praise and worship. We magnify and glorify the name of the Lord. And we ask you right now, God, to touch every life and every heart and every soul in this building by your divine spirit. Move greatly, powerfully, and mightily. Holy Ghost, we cherish your presence. And we don't take it lightly. We thank you, Lord, that it's not church as usual and church as normal, but you have chosen to be in this house today, and we thank you for that. Move us with your message. Stir up the gift of God within us. Shake us and make us to be what we should be. In Jesus' name, somebody shout amen. God richly blesses you're seated just now. Amen. Another announcement, and I'm challenging the church. I challenged last night. And I said, how many of you will place two names in your mind, two names in your heart, and you will do your very best to get one or both of those people to church tonight? And people all over the house raised their hands. I honestly believe that's why we have such a good number today, is because you've already been at it. Amen. And I commend you and thank you for that. But tonight, Brother Barnhill is going to be preaching for us, very close friend of mine. I've known them for many years. Both he and his wife will be with us in service tonight, and we look forward to that, look forward to being with them tonight. And I know he's got a message on his heart for Landmark, and we need everyone that belongs to Landmark to be here. And so feel the charge and feel the challenge, and put two names on your in your mind and in your heart. Contact them and do everything you possibly can to get them here tonight for the service this evening. It's a special service, and we want you to be here for this special event. Can you work hard? Can you try hard? Can you do your best? Amen. If all six of you will do that, we'll have a great time. just kidding. Amen. Praise the Lord. But let's work hard and let's fill the house with guests and visitors. And most importantly, you be here yourself once again this evening. Praise the Lord. Somewhere in the blacksmith shop. Let's look at Isaiah 41 and verses 1 through 15. Keep silence before me, O islands, and let the people renew their strength. In other words, the Lord is speaking to the tempest. He's speaking to the storms. He's speaking to the elements and saying, keep silent. Let the people renew their strength. And he said, let them come near me, or just come near. Then let them speak. Let us come near together to judgment. Amen. Who raised up the righteous man from the east, called him to his foot, gave the nations before him, made him rule over kings. He gave them as the dust to his sword and as driven stubble to his bow. He pursued them, passed safely, even by the way that he had not gone with his feet. Who hath wrought and done it, calling the generations from the beginning. I, the Lord, the first and the last, I am He, I am the one, he said. The isles saw it and feared. The ends of the earth were afraid. They drew near and they came. They helped everyone his neighbor. Let me say that again. They helped everyone his neighbor. They were not into it for themselves. And everyone said to his brother, be of good courage. In other words, they encouraged their brother. So the carpenter encouraged a goldsmith, and he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote with the anvil. Everybody say anvil. All right. Right here in this scripture verse, we are somewhere and we're positioned somewhere. Don't let this just fly by, but I want you to picture yourself somewhere in this blacksmith's shop. The carpenter encouraged the goldsmith, he that smootheth with the hammer, him that smote the anvil, saying it is ready for the soldering, and he fastened it with nails, and it should not be moved. But thou, Israel, art my servant, Jacob, whom I have chosen, the seed of Abraham, my friend. Thou whom I have taken from the ends of the earth and called thee from the chief men thereof and said unto thee, thou art my servant. I have chosen thee and not cast thee away. My servant, you're chosen. I won't cast you away. Fear thou not. Don't be afraid. I am with you. Be not dismayed. Don't be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with the right hand of my righteousness. Behold, all they that were incensed against you shall be ashamed. They shall be confounded. They shall be as nothing. They shall strive with you and shall perish. Thou shalt seek them and shalt not find them. Where's my enemy today? I can't feel them. Where's the devil today? He's gone. Where's all those demons that were plaguing me? They're gone. Stop talking about demons and start talking about the goodness of God. They're not shaping you. God is shaping you. They don't have you on the anvil. God's got you on the anvil. Amen. You're not a hammer in a demon's hand. You're a hammer in God's hand. You don't like that. Amen. Everybody wants to talk about their trouble and their trial and tribulation. Amen. Why don't you spend one whole day talking about how God's going to bring you out? How God's got victory for you. How God's going to anoint you. How God's going to, oh, you don't want to worship now. Amen. You want to worship when I'm talking about how oppressed, how demon possessed. You want to worship when we talk about how bad it is. You go ahead and talk about how bad it is. I'm going to talk about how good my God is. How great my God is. How strong my God is. How my God is under control. Okay. Find them, even them that contended with you. They that war against you shall be as absolutely nothing and as a thing of naught. The only reason they hang around is because we invite them. Sister Tari, I'm so sorry. I saw you smiling over there. My wife even reminded me. Pastor's losing it. She's supposed to give us a missionary report. But here's what we're going to do. Tonight, I want you to come and stand beside me when I'm doing the preliminary. You're on tonight. We got to get this done. It's important. I'm very sorry. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand. Some of you are saying, thankful it's not pastor. Amen. For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold your right hand. You know why he says right hand? Do you know why Jesus said, I'm seated on the right hand of the Father? Do you know why the Bible says that the right hand is his glory? When the Lord speaks of his right hand, amen, he's speaking of his strength. When he's talking of your right hand, he's speaking of your strength. He said, I'm going to hold you by your strength, saying unto you, fear not, I will help you. Is this good preaching or what? And it's right out of the Bible. Isn't that cool? For I, the Lord, thy God, will hold thy right hand. Verse 14. Amen. Fear not, thou worm Jacob. I'm working on a message and I'm fixing to blow it because I don't have it all together yet. But I'm going to talk about we were once the sheep of Jacob. Now we're the sheep of Israel. And Jacob and Israel are the very same person. But we were just like Jacob. Now we're going to be like Israel. We're not different sheep. We've just taken on a different nature. Amen. I will help you, saith the Lord, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Praise the Lord. Behold, I will make you a new sharp threshing instrument having teeth. He didn't say I'm going to make for you. He said that's what I'm going to make you to be. A threshing instrument. A threshing instrument is an instrument of harvesting. An instrument that is used to harvest. Hello. Amen. And you, there was a Bible college student that went home to visit his folks during a time that the Bible college wasn't open. It was holidays or whatever. And he went home to visit his folks and he passed all through the countryside and it was harvest time for all the wheat and the corn and all of that. And, his little mind and I guess he was training to be a preacher or whatever. And his little mind was reeling and rocking and working and always trying to think of a message or a sermon. But yeah, he was still young. And so he saw all these, combines out there working and gathering wheat and gathering corn and all of this. And he said, oh my word, what a sermon. So when he got back, they gave him the privilege and opportunity to speak to the students for just about 5 or 10 minutes. And his whole sermon was about all those concubines gathering corn and gathering wheat. Well, it wasn't concubines, it was combines. And so he was something. He was trying to make it something like what I'm trying to make it here today. A threshing instrument. Something that can harvest. Amen. In other words, you and I are somewhere in the blacksmith shop. Amen. And we are not just something that's there, but we are something being shaped into something that he can actually use. Amen. He is trying to make a tool out of us, an instrument out of us, something that is useful. Amen. Not something that he can just hang on the wall forever. Amen. Not a trophy that's in a cabinet, not something that is dead weight. Amen. But something that he can have in his hand that will be instrumental in the last days. So when you feel the gouging, and when you feel the pressure, and you feel God doing something, and you feel a ripping sometimes, or you feel a tearing, amen. Sometimes you even get your feelings hurt. Hallelujah. Sometimes you do. You get your feelings hurt. People hurt your feelings and don't even know how they did it. And the chances are it's because there's another little area right there where you need to mature and get above all of that and move on and stop letting things stop you, so that we can lay in His hand and be used, and that we will, when we go and do what we got to do, or He does what He wants to do. Amen. He's not going to lay it aside and say, that's the wrong tool, that's not working. Amen. But when He picks you up, He's looking at you like, man, I couldn't get this job done without this tool. So is the Spirit of God looking at you right now? Is His hand coming down upon you right now and saying, there is no way that I can accomplish what I'm trying to accomplish without this guy, this man, or this woman from Landmark in my hand? They are making it so efficient. They are making it so good. They're making it so right that I'm able to finish this job in an instant and get things done. Or are you just fighting against His hand, doing it the way you want to do it? Amen. Tools can't do that. They've got to avail themselves to the mechanic. They've got to avail themselves to the carpenter. They've got to surrender themselves to the nail pouch. They've got to, some of you that have ever used tools, would you help me preach right now? Hallelujah. We've got to understand that we are somewhere in the blacksmith shop. And we cannot afford to let God stop using us. And I'll tell you something else I don't want to be. I don't want to be a rare tool. I don't want to be a rare tool. I don't want to be a tool that he pulls every now and then and tries to use. But I'd like to be a tool that by the time the rapture takes place, I am absolutely worn out. The ratchet don't work no more. It just goes round and round both ways. No matter which direction you want it to get. Brother Jerry, you know what I'm talking about. Amen. Hallelujah. I want the socket completely worn out that it just goes right around the nut. Hallelujah. And I just want to be completely worn out because I want to be one that He uses all the time. I don't want to be a Saturday night special. I don't want to be a Sunday morning special. I don't want to be a Sunday night special. I want the Lord to know I'm going to be there at all time. And any time I need to be in His grip. We're somewhere in the blacksmith shop. Amen. I want us to draw close. I want us to be right there with Him. Amen. Being used of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I want to draw close to God. Does anybody want to draw close to God? Do you want God to draw close to you? Do you want to be a different person than you've ever been? Then let's find ourselves somewhere in the blacksmith shop. Amen. He is able to forge the tool and make it exactly what He needs it to be so that He can come right back and use it for His own glory. I hope I'm making sense here today. Jesus said, follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. Amen. It's not something you do. It's not something we get excited about for a little while and try to do. Amen. We don't call our friend and say, Pastor told us that we needed to call friends, and so I'm calling you to see if you'll come tonight. And they're saying, are you going to be there tonight? I don't know. Hello? Amen. That's not, no. Being fishers of men is not something you do. Being fishers of men is something that you are because the Lord caused you to become that. He forged that out of you, made that of you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's not something we do, it's something that we are. Amen. He said, I will make you fishers of men. You're not going to be able to do it yourself, but I will make this of you. Amen. Hallelujah. It's something you become. Praise God. For 3.5 years, they were on the anvil. Or somewhere in the blacksmith shop. Acts chapter 1 verse 8. Jesus said, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come. And then you're going to be my witness. Amen. You're going to witness for me. It's not something we do. It's something we are. There's no way we can impact our world until we become what He wants us to be. not what he wants us to do, but what he wants us to be. Our challenge is to become what he wants us to be. Conrad Hilton, he was asked. Now, this is something you want to hear because it's so phenomenal. He was the founder and the owner of all the Hilton hotels. What was the most remarkable truth he had learned? This is what he was asked. What is the most remarkable truth that you have learned in the hotel industry? He instantly answered without hesitation. He said, if you put the shower curtain inside the tub, the floor won't get wet. Isn't that awesome? All you wives and ladies, isn't that true? What we're looking for sometimes is a lucky star. A pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. A four-leaf clover, a pop on the head by a magic wand. It's a delusion and a waste of life. Amen. What we need to be looking for is what we're becoming. Some of the most simple things that we're neglecting, that we're rejecting. Amen. I know how men think. It doesn't matter sometimes whether the shower curtain's inside or out. I'm only going to be in here a few minutes and then I'm gone. Amen. But it matters. Little things matter. And that's what Conrad Hilton was trying to let everyone know. You need to pay attention to the details, and then you'll have great things. Amen. And one of the details is simply at an altar where he alterates, at an altar where he cuts. That's what alteration is. That's why we call this an altar. Amen. It's where he cuts away things that's not like him and adds things that are like him. Amen. You don't think he's concerned? Then why did the lady with the issue of blood, the Bible said she touched the hem of his garment. He had a hem on his garment. So somewhere he had been to an alteration. I'm just telling you, amen, we need altering. And if we don't allow ourselves to be altering, hey, we can't afford to sit back and say, it's good for him to be at the altar. He needed that. Oh, look at her. That is so good. I almost went and prayed with her myself. She needed that. You know, some people need to be at church all the time. I'm so glad they are. And you're missing the point altogether. And that is, you refuse to be somewhere in the blacksmith shop where he can mold it, make it, shape it. And some things are not perfected without the process of time. And when we do this, we need to give it time. Am I right? Hallelujah. So it's a process, and we must give ourselves to it. Some of us, we want everything he's got. Now. Today. If he gave you everything he's got today, you'd explode. Because he's got so much for you. So he's going to have to give it to you in increments. Amen. But I will say there is no age limit and there's no maturity limit. When you're ready, you'll be there. Don't ask. Listen, you know, and I've never been asked, and I'm not. It's just a point. But don't ask what a preacher makes until you find out what makes a preacher. Don't ask what a doctor makes until you find out what makes a doctor. Amen. We've got those that are studying to be veterinarians. We got those that are studying to be nurses and studying to be doctors. We got a young lady out of our church that wants to be a brain surgeon. She's going to be gone for a while. She'll visit, but she's going to be gone for a while. Amen. Amen. And then when it's all said and done in about 8 or 12 years and she finally becomes what she wants to be, don't ask her what she makes. Ask her what it took, what kind of discipline, what kind of inside gravel, what kind of inside decisions and sacrifice that it took for her to get where she is to make the money she's going to make. Amen. Don't ask what she, don't try to shortcut, because you're not going to get there. All you're going to do is find out what she made. Amen. But what I want to find out is what it took for you to get there, because I want to get somewhere with God. I want to get to a place with God. Amen. And so whatever I've got to sacrifice, whatever myself I've got to lay down and put on the altar, whatever he's got to cut away, whatever he's got to design, that's what I want him to do, because I have got to be what he wants me to be. Does anybody feel this way? Amen. Hallelujah. Don't you leave me isolated and on an island here right now. But I got a feeling somebody wants to be what God wants them to be. Hallelujah. And so we've got to find ourselves, no matter how old we are. Stop with the excuses. I've been there. I've done that. I've been through that. It didn't do anything. Hey, you better be in the blacksmith shop, because I don't care how old you are, how experienced you are. Amen. You are still there, and God is still making. Hey, if you feel like it's taken forever, it could be because there's something in you that's causing hesitation, and you need to put it on the altar and turn God loose and let him shape it and let him make it. This church is headed into great places. Amen. We've got pastors that have gone out of here, and they're pastoring great churches. We've got evangelists. We've got teachers and preachers, and we've got all of that. Amen. That's gone out of here. Amen. We got the tires doing red envelope in another church. They don't even want to be there. They're scared out of their mind. But God's stretching them. Amen. And doing with them what he wants to do with them. Why? Because they've chosen. They've decided. Amen. So we've got Sunday school directors, we've got youth pastors, we've got nursery workers, we've got people that professionally clean the church. Amen. Hallelujah. They're not from out there, they're from in here. God has designed them and perfected them. God has anointed them and appointed them, and we're getting the job done because people have decided, I'm just going to put myself on the anvil and let the Lord pound out of me what needs to be dismissed and shape me and make me what I need to be. Look at it as a positive thing. Look at it as a good thing. Stop griping, complaining. Amen. And magnify the Lord with me. When I went through nasopharynx cancer, God took me somewhere and he delivered me in a place that I'd never been to before. Hallelujah. Amen. And I'm not boasting. Amen. But can I look at that as my crown of thorns? Can I look at that as my cross? Can I look at that as them nailing me to horizontal and perpendicular timber? Can I look at that as my sacrifice? I don't care. Hallelujah. I will go through what I got to go through to get to where I want to go. You can ask that lady sitting right there. Was there ever a day I didn't praise God? Was there ever a day I didn't give God glory? Did I ever complain? Did I ever wonder why I'm going through this? Did I ever cry about that? No, 1,000 times no. I don't care. I don't care. Hallelujah. Though the skin worms devour this body, yet will I praise him. Don't you just patty cake for me and come back tonight the same old person you were when you sat in this house this morning, because God's not getting anywhere if that's the case. Amen. But if you can finally get it in your mind, hallelujah, that the rain falls on the just and the unjust just alike. And it's not just because the devil is against me, but it's life things that happen. Hallelujah. But regardless what happens, I'm going through life with my right hand in his hand, and he shall give me strength. Let the anointing break every yoke. Some of us, amen. The process of time has so changed some of us until you don't even know when, you don't know how, you just know you've been changed. If I took some of you back 10 years ago, you'd look in the mirror and say, whoa, who in the world is that? Because the change was so gradual, but yet you let it gradually change. Because you were somewhere in the blacksmith shop. And he had you on the anvil. And sometimes it was, amen! And sometimes it was, oh, me. But regardless of what it was all about him. Right? There are three places that we can find ourselves in the shop. On the anvil, off the anvil, and available to his influence. Amen. So whether you're being pounded or whether he's letting you take a break, just find yourself somewhere in the shop and be used of God and blessed of the Lord. What I'm calling for is availability. Hallelujah. He's not asking for talent. If he was, the Bible wouldn't say he looks for simple things, things that are discarded. But he's looking for availability. So you can be exposed to the fire and the pounding of the blacksmith hand to be dealt with the ability to be worked on, handled roughly sometimes, to trust that he's not going to hurt you, destroy you, but make you something. How many of you remember Job's story? He was on the anvil. He witnessed the pounding of God. He said, I looked to the right and God wasn't there. I looked to the left and God wasn't there. But I know this, that when he has tried me, I shall come forth as pure gold. When he gets through, I'll be worth something. He sees not what you are, but what you can become. If you will be available, you become an accomplished vessel. Something like a bank that God can invest in and put precious gifts into that he can come back later and make a withdrawal. Not that he can come back later and you're missing. You're MIA, missing in action. But he can come back later and make a withdrawal anytime. Or make it bigger, make it greater. Something that can exalt, that won't default. Something that won't derail. The more powerful the substance, the more precious the vessel. Isaiah said he's going to make us an instrument, a new sharp threshing instrument with teeth. When he gets through with you, you're going to be a devil-eaten machine. If you want to label why you're in the fight, that's why you're in the fight. Because the enemy knows what God's doing. And you will devour the adversary if you'll stay on the anvil. Let's stand together. Take the pounding. Take the beating. Accept the word of God. Receive the fire of the Holy Ghost. It's not your brother that's hurting you. It's not your sister that's hurting you. It's your choices. Amen. I've never understood someone that would quit the church because God never quit you. It's his church. It's not mine. It's not the person that don't like you. It's not the person with issues against you. Amen. It's God's church. We must be melted. The raw material must be shapen. It must be made. Praise God. Now, there are several kinds of tools. I'll list a couple here. And a lot of times, because a tool was so useful, when it breaks, Brother Jerry, we won't throw it away. Because we have memories with that tool. Amen. We made bucks with that tool. And it was always there. And so we just hang it up somewhere or put it somewhere where we always see it. Can I say today that if you're broken, if you were used, if you were blessed, and you've been broken, the Lord has not forsaken you, but he's just let you be there as a memorial until you decide that he can even take the broken and replenish it and make it what it needs to be. And then there are those that are on the anvil. Being shapen. And then finally there are those that are presently in his hand. Hallelujah. Look at John 15 and 2 in our closing today. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. It's not his choice as to whether we bear fruit or not. It's ours. And every branch that beareth fruit, he takes away the branches that doesn't bear fruit. Now get this. Every branch that bears fruit, he purges it. Both branches are tormented. Why? Well, that it may bring forth more fruit. Here's what the Lord is saying to us today. Ladies and gentlemen, what I see in you as your Savior is more. What I see in you as your God is greater. What I see in you as the one that has gone away to prepare a place for you, what I see in you is better. And I'm wondering here today if there's anyone willing to submit a little bit more, dedicate a little bit better, so that he can make it a whole lot greater. And if so, the anvil is here. If so, he has the hammer in his hand. Amen. An object in his hand that was an individual that was useless, but he shaped it and made it and now is using that. I want to be somewhere. It doesn't matter to me where. I just want to be there so he can use me. I'd love to be in his hands. I'd love to be on his mind. I'd love to be deep in his heart. I'd like to be something special for the glory of God. I don't want to be passive about this. I don't want to be nonchalant about this. Hallelujah, but I want to go deep with this. I want to go greater with this. I want to go more powerful and more anointed with this. So would you call on the name of the Lord? Those of you that would help us work the altars, would you help us pray with folks? Would you help us reach out with folks? Help us believe with somebody right now. Help us trust in the name of the Lord and believe in the name of Jesus. Comforter. He said, I'm his friend. Oh, yes. Powerful. Let your voice be heard. Come and save our hearts. We're standing on your word. Holy Spirit, rain down.
your blessings on me. For there's a roof up above me. I've a good place to sleep. There's food on my table and shoes on my feet. Lord, you gave me your love, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
And a fine family.
Thank you, Lord,
for your blessings on me.
A roof
up above me.
I've got a good place to sleep.
Oh yes, there's food on my table.
Hallelujah.
And there's shoes on my feet. Lord, you gave me your love and a fine memory.
Blessings
on me.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands with me and let's praise God for His presence. I'm telling you, the touch of God has been in this service all morning long. Amen. There's a connection here. There's a connection. Sometimes we go through stuff and we don't know why. I think the Lord just wanted to let you know why. He's shaping something. And when you reshape something, I'm just telling you, if it's alive, it hurts. It hurts. I see these guys where their arm goes out of socket. And then they have to have somebody to yank that thing back in. And they just, for a split second, they scream their head off. Like a girl, because it hurts so bad. And then all of a sudden they're like, oh, whew. That's what God does. He just puts us on the anvil and puts it back where it needs to be and makes it what it should be. And then we can say, oh, that's what I needed right there. Let's stay there. And let God continue to do what He's got to do. God bless you as you're dismissed. In Jesus' name, shake hands. Be friendly.